Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Humans, after 12 years, we have parted ways with the corporate networks. We are taking it to the next level with our own independent platform, ImprovForHumans.com. We're not just continuing the show. We have created a hub for you all to go deeper into the craft of improv with me, Brett, and all the guests that you love so much from Improv for Humans, along with a ton of new exclusive podcasts and content. Not only will you still find new ad-supported episodes available free every week, as always, but now, with our new Rule of Four subscription, only $40 for a year, $4 a month, you get ad-free new episodes every week with bonus scene. Exclusive access to the entire back catalog. That's over 600 episodes, all ad-free. 4 brand new improv education podcasts I call Professor Besser, where I will break down classic Improv for Human scenes, take questions from the members-only Discord, explore, debate the craft with other improv experts. Have you heard me talk with Will Hines and Ian Roberts yet? And I have also uploaded my vault of VHS tapes from the Stone Ages, the 90s, the early aughts, featuring tons of never seen footage, as well as what I believe to be the greatest comedy movies that I will share with you with other guests. Sketches, performances, stand-up bits. Wait till you see this all on Professor Besser. Plus, I have this whole other feed, the best taste in the universe, where I deep dive with guests on music and sci-fi on that just whole separate feed, but it's all part of the Rule of Four subscription. Plus, you get all 4 of our premium limited series Brett and I made with all-star casts, including Stolen Idea, My Dead Wife, The Robot Car, The States of Perfection, and Besser Versus the Audience. And for the first time ever, all of our content can be listened to virtually any podcast app. Gone are the days of needing separate apps to get all this stuff. The sign-up process could not be easier. It just takes one step, one tap to import each of our feeds into your app, and then you can just listen like any other show. All this for $4 a month individually, or $40 for an entire year. That's 2 months of savings. Humans, $40 for 1 year right now. Humans, you know, leaving the corporate network I mentioned earlier, that makes producing a podcast with 3 paid guests not as easy, but it is a labor of love for Brett and I. By subscribing, not only are you allowing us to make new episodes, you're supporting our ensemble and empowering all sorts of new content that's already up for you to take a taste of. Just for $4, go taste it, humans. If nothing else, you won't have to hear this message again. So go to improvforhumans.com and sign up now.
Done being the psycho. I'm the leading rock stars. From now on, only actors. Tall boys and rockers. I'll become an asshole.
Human, you are entering an improvised comedy show. Restricted to humans only. Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. Based on your suggestions and other sources of inspiration, Matt and guests will perform fully improvised scenes. Today's episode features human guests.
Betsy Mano!
Hi.
Welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. Ooh. That's me!
Yeah!
Yes!
The beaches. Keep it going.
Yeah, we gotta hear it.
Yeah, I gotta hear the big, like...
Yeah. You guys having fun? I see you're wearing your beach wear. Weird,
yeah,
you're both.
Yeah. My nips are out.
Recording out on the sand.
We're surfing.
B-
Whoa, watch it. Watch it, Betsy. You're gonna... Oh, nice one.
Thank you.
Wow.
Hanging 10. My little toe is off of the board.
Hey, are you worried about those fins over there? There's a lot of fins in the water.
I'm gonna be fine. Don't worry. I'm gonna cut my thumb.
So that was it's Blame Brett by... The Beaches.
The Beaches.
The Beaches.
Very good album. And I don't listen to albums, but my partner has good taste in music. So sometimes I accidentally get like good music by osmosis.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know.
You suck it up at night.
I just think it's funny you have this thing you can say about yourself of I don't listen to albums.
I'm sad. Like I'm.
Yeah.
I'm
why don't
sad
you listen to albums?
Mano, you can change that.
It's just 11 songs in a row.
Anyone feel? I guess I feel like I've gotten less good at the skill. Like I feel like yes. I used to be like. Insatiable for music. I used to be like hunt music down, and now I'm sort of just like.
We cut to. These three roommates, and it's two songs into a new album. Hey, where are you going, dude?
I gotta go.
It's the second song.
No, I gotta go. I don't listen to albums. I gotta go.
But why'd you have to turn it off, first off? We do listen to albums. And we said we're gonna get to go listen to this new album.
Guys, I don't listen to albums. I told you about this.
But you said you wanted to hear every song. Are we gonna like meet for the next 11 days or something?
Yeah, I think a little bit of time. I have commitment shit, y'all. I have commitment stuff.
Bullshit. Where are you
Come
going?
On.
You just I got in a go. Panic when the second song started.
Yeah.
It's too
We
much.
Didn't even get to your favorite song yet.
I know. Then once we get to my favorite song, then it's over.
Wait,
then
how
it's
do
done.
You? It's a new album. How do you know what your favorite song is?
I just
did. You start listening
so
to this
funny.
Before? What?
The title of the song is so funny.
It is what? Very funny.
Mr. Cuntrag. Come Ugh. On. That's.
It's that, very funny.
That is. It's. Wow. It's a name.
It's such a funny name,
Mr. Cuntrag. It's just like what?
Yeah. Usually, it's always Mrs.
Okay,
so we can talk about it, but can't listen to it. I do want to kind of skip to it now
then
that
it's
I hear the
over.
Title.
Over. If we finish this album today, it's over, and then it's in the past.
What?
It's not Game of Thrones, dude. It's not a miniseries.
No, it is. It is, because then every time you listen to it, it's just diminishing returns. Then it will never be the first time I heard this album. I admit,
I don't think you'll laugh over and over again.
At Mr.
Cuntrag as a phrase.
See?
I think it's more like maybe laugh a couple of times.
You're telling me you guys listen to albums all the way through every day?
I mean, not yes. every day, but sometimes, yeah.
Every day.
Every day?
The same one sometimes.
I just feel like we can't listen to albums anymore, y'all. You know, it's 2023. It's the generation of ADHD.
You were saying it's 2023 last year.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sick of it. You're going to be saying it next year.
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy.
Guys, you're telling me you have 41 minutes to sit here and finish this album. That's what you're telling me?
We watch hour-long TV shows, two-hour-long horror movies all the time. Why can't we listen to a 42-minute album?
Okay. I have to be honest.
Yes. Finally.
Mr. Cuntrag's about me.
What?
I'm Mr. Cuntrag.
You're Mr. Cuntrag?
This yes. is like an Alanis Morissette thing.
Exactly. It's an Alanis Morissette thing.
You're Uncle Joey.
I'm Uncle Joey. I'm puppet guy from Full House.
Oh, my God.
Dave Coulier.
Wait a second. Let me open up this album and read the lyrics.
Yeah, dude.
No. Oh, God. No. God, why did this album?
Oh, man.
This
yeah.
It really opens up.
Big old nasty mustache.
Yeah,
Big
see?
Old booty.
see the part where it says he?
Are you reading snippets of lyrics? Or that's it's like a dance tune.
That's the chorus.
That's the chorus.
Big old nasty mustache, big old booty.
You see why I'm
too
fucking
bad I can't listen to it. What's that?
See why I'm embarrassed now? I don't want to hear Mr. Cuntrag a song about me.
I do. I thought I was actually thinking in my head, what an asshole this guy is for not listening to full albums. But now I understand. I fucking love albums.
Wait, so you know this band? You know the band? You know the single white females?
Yeah, I know the single white females.
Whoa.
Yeah, I dated all three of them at different times and they fucking hate me.
Oh,
actually, I can imagine.
Every single song is about how much of a piece of shit I am. Look, here's
never date smells. A whole band at different times. Wow.
I know. Now I know that.
That's a lesson.
Never date a whole band.
Or even two different members of the band. That is just always will end.
That's messy.
That's weird.
That's really messy. I got to admit, in college, I dated multiple people in my college's salsa dancing team.
Oh my God, Manu.
Not where I thought you were going.
Not one bit. That rules.
Three. And that was, I would say that's the most, I don't know why that's the most similar thing to what you're saying.
A lot of salsa.
A lot of salsa.
How did it
happen?
How'd you get to that club?
I assume you were in the club.
Were you in it?
I was not in the club.
What?
You just stood outside the salsa.
What was your door to the salsa dancing club?
I don't. I was like a groupie. I was a groupie for a salsa team.
Oh my God.
It was nasty.
Right, let's hear more about this. So you were into one of them first, I assume.
Yeah.
And then through him, you met everyone else.
Oh my God. It was crazy, actually. I was into the first one. And then the second one was the first one's ex.
Oh no, Manu!
So the second one, after I broke up with the first one, the second one almost, I don't even think he liked me, but out of some weird spite from dating the first yes. one, he had to then start something with me almost just out of pride.
And you were down for it. You're like, okay, let's do it.
Yeah, I have no morals, especially then. I was like, this is great. I'm failing upward.
Brett,
and then the third one.
Can you please find a little bit of salsa music for
and
us?
And then the third one.
And we cut
Who was
to
the third one. Okay, yeah, we cut.
We
to.
Cut to rehearsal. And all right, guys, can we just take a break for a second? Because I see Manu's here, and usually that I'm okay with that. No, can we just take a break? Break
we're
for a second,
tired,
Brett.
Huh?
Just turn
we're
the music
exhausted.
On for a sec.
Woo, we're all tired.
Well, Manu, you're not actually in the group, but
yeah, I just but watching
you dance to the side. I see.
Yeah,
just watching.
We
you
appreciate
even wear
your cheerleading
the fun
for us.
Like outfits we wear.
Honestly, you could say my outfit is kind of too much. It looks like I'm going a little extra.
It looks, it looks pretty.
It looks
wild.
More than what we anyway. And we usually don't mind having you here, Manu, as a fan.
I just support the art. The art you guys make is just so beautiful. I love watching.
Right. Most clubs on campus don't really have fans at practices as much as at events, but.
Yeah. I can't do so I watch, you know, I can't do it. So I love to watch.
But again, that would be, you know, our recitals or when we're at an event, not our practices. And I do.
What's up? Wait,
this
what's
isn't
up?
Because we what's used up? To date. I'm bringing this
Wait,
up.
What's up? What's up?
Well, I'm trying to say what's up. And this isn't because we dated a month ago and broke up that I'm bringing this up.
Okay.
But it's come to my attention.
Oh,
it's come to my attention.
Don't make that noise, Charlie. Don't.
That there
noise.
Are well,
what?
There are multiple people in this group who you have dated or currently dating and are not aware of what is going on. And I think we should all just put this on the table right now.
Okay, who here has dated or at least hooked up with Mono?
Okay, this is embarrassing.
Me? Okay.
Yes,
sure
blowjobs count if it's at recital or an event or a party.
Okay. Yes, I'm the coach and I sure did.
Yes, I've slept. Yes, even yes, you too. The janitor who happens to be wheeling by. Yes.
Okay. What? Oh, Mono, my man. See you later.
Hey, Dudley, later. guys, this has nothing to do. That's just a coincidence, you know? I just feel like that has nothing to do with the art of salsa. I'm just here to watch, you know?
Well, hold on now. Didn't Mono make you all do the salsa? In bed with him?
Oh, okay. This is about the horizontal salsa now.
Yeah, he did. Yep.
We were on a street corner, but he did.
Professor Turlington, we're not talking to you right now. Okay. Listen,
the point is, it seems like the commonality. The only thing that we all have in common is we enjoy salsa. So it seems like you're fucking us or sucking us just because we're into salsa and not for who we are.
Okay.
Yeah. For sure. Yep. You're shallow.
That's right.
Why is the cafeteria person here? I slept with you.
I wanted to tell you I have chlamydia.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
I feel like I'm being slut-shamed, if I'm being honest. I feel like I'm being slut-shamed for just having a nice interaction with each of you.
If it was 40 different clubs on campus and 20 different sports teams, I would not think you were a slut.
Mm-mm.
But if it was like the whole swim team... I would go, you're into swimming, not these people.
Okay, so you feel fetishized. Is that what everyone's saying? Is everyone saying they feel fetishized?
Yeah.
I'm not an object.
I'm a real person.
Yeah.
I'm not just a salsa.
Why is the school mascot walking by? I slept with you a month ago.
Let's go, Mountaineers.
There's a lot of clubs that meet in this section of... the building.
Okay, so what? Maybe I do like you because you're salsa dancers. Does that change the connection we have? Is it changed?
But that's the only reason. And it seems shallow and it makes me feel uncomfortable.
Right.
When we're practicing. It's like, just see us at the event.
Okay. Know. No more sex. No more sex.
We cut to 2 weeks later.
Up.
Kids, I've never seen your salsa dancing so bad. I think we gotta get Mono back in here fucking and sucking.
We've been losing it? We don't practice much.
I will say I stopped making us practice because I knew Mono wouldn't be there.
I've moved on.
What?
I've moved on.
Mono!
I would like you to meet... the square dancing team.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Let us catch up.
Okay, you guys have a podcast entitled...
Oh, yes.
Too Spooky to Handle?
Too Spooky to Handle.
Yes.
And you... Will you describe it?
Yes, we will. It's every Friday of October. And what we have done is we improvised four spooky movies with a bunch of friends. And then all of our awesome producers have added, like, have made them sound really good.
Yeah, they did cool. Some, they added music and sound effects and yeah. All this awesome stuff. And it was great. All the best people, Nicole Byer, John Gabris, Oscar Montoya, Payam Banifaz, Katie Dippold, Lauren Lapkus, Mary Holland, just the best people and it's just fun. Yeah, we got these movie titles from our listeners. So it was super fun to kind of like get, yeah, to do it and like get
that
people involved.
Sounds awesome. Now, before we started recording today, you were talking about the movie Demon. Now, tell me about this movie.
Oh, yes. Demons. So it's this Italian horror movie, and there's a Demons 2, and then I saw what was supposed to be Demons 3 last night. And the first one takes place in a movie theater.
It's
where
awesome.
The movie turns people into demons.
Mm-hmm. Very famous and, among horror nerds, I would say. It's just like,
yeah,
perfect. Sorry, keep going, Betsy. It's just everyone loves it.
And then the second one takes place in an apartment complex where, is it the same movie is playing on TV or a different movie is playing on TV? And that starts causing people to turn into demons. And they're like, it's really fun and gory and like, can't be. There's
the practical,
so much fun.
Obviously, the practical. it's from that golden era of practical special effects where it's just like.
I love that.
Yeah, it's the best. It's there's, that.
It's
oh,
so
these are old
fun.
Movies?
80s.
Yeah, like 80s. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the one you just saw is also 80s?
Yes. Yeah, it was 89 and it was called The Church.
Interesting because these, if I may interrupt,
oh, yeah.
these like, there was a so many. A spate is the word I'm thinking of mm-hmm. movies where it was like you watch this found footage or you pick up the phone or you and it sounds like it came from this. I mean, what came before that you watch the thing and it transforms you?
I wonder.
Right.
I mean, Ring. So, like the Japanese film Ringu,
yeah.
Or let's just look. Wait, when did Ringu come out?
I remember that.
Late.
That seems like 90s, though, isn't it? 90s,
yeah, it was like, yeah, it was 90s. I wonder if this is the first.
Yeah, is there the beginning of like.
There's some horror nerd out there going, in 1924, there was a silent movie. All right.
Oh, totally. Nah. Totally.
The original German film Nosferatu's Beckoning. Yeah.
One time, Mono and I went to a horror convention, like where it was like a bunch of horror things and then also like haunted houses and like little sneak previews to haunted houses. And we were waiting in line, and this woman comes up to us and is just like, why are you here?
Whoa.
And we're like, what? And she was like, I feel like you should be at the basketball convention, which was
what
happening like
fuck?
A
fuck.
Couple of, you remember this girl?
I do
Mono?
Remember this unfortunate person.
Yeah. Like,
oh my God. And this is everyone's nightmare everywhere all the time that someone's going to say, what are you doing?
It was, yeah. And we were so confused. We were like, wait, we really look like we should rather be at the basketball convention?
It was that thing where, you know what, someone's trying to be your friend, but they're just bullying you.
They're nagging and they think that's funny.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, that's so annoying.
What was her goal? Did she try to get us to go somewhere? I can't remember. I think we shut her down pretty hard, which is pretty hard for Mono and I to do. Like,
truly.
You gotta be weird for us to shut you down.
I'll put up with so much bullshit.
Yeah, too
so
much.
She was trying to be funny. She didn't actually, she knew who you were. She knew.
That's my question.
I don't know.
She could have.
She
if
could
no
have?
One else, Betsy, maybe she knew who Betsy was and was like, I'll know what I'll do. I'll bully her. That'll get her to
it
like
was
me.
So confusing. Because yeah. I think we were even wearing like horror t-shirts and stuff. And be like, this is so strange, man.
What the fuck do you think
it was? Really weird.
So weird. It's very weird.
If
she's a fan, I've experienced that thing of like, come on, we're buddies and I'm going to give you a hard time.
Right.
But then if they're not, you're like, so you're just a stranger.
just giving a stranger me a hard walking time? Up.
I had this guy at a pool at a hotel somewhere. I can't even fucking remember where. And I was just watching Sydney in the hot tub or something. And the guy looks at my swimming trunks. And he goes, boy, what'd he say? Boy, those are ugly, huh? Not that I give a fuck about.
Right.
But I was like, what the fuck? I don't know this guy. And does he think I'm going to go, ha ha.
You're right, dude.
we cut to a convention center. Hi, I'm here for the Comic-Con check-in. I'm Chris Pine.
Oh, right this way, Chris Pine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Hey, man, thought you would be way better looking.
What?
Anyways, yes, here
wait,
we
sorry.
Go.
Pardon?
What did you say? Chris Pine's here?
Dude, Chris Pine's here.
That ain't him.
You said Chris you said Pine's you thought here. I'd be that better looking? Him.
Okay, here's your packet
no,
of
no,
stuff.
No, 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 okay, no, no.
What
up, back
size
up.
Of a t-shirt are you? I'm going to guess. Extra, 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 extra large? Just kidding. Here you go.
What are you doing, man? What's what? Your name? I would look. What's your name? You're freaking me out. You're being mean.
My name? My name's yeah. David.
David, and it's this, nice to meet you.
And this is Paul.
Hey.
Hey, don't give that to him. I don't think that's Chris Pine.
You don't think so?
I'm no. sorry. I'm Chris Pine.
Can I just talk to my my partner
yeah, will
for
you,
a second?
Will you please turn around and plug your ears?
I got the Star
turn
Trek.
Turn around and plug your ears.
Oh my God. I'm gonna miss the Star
That's
Trek
not Chris
panel.
Pine.
Okay.
That's not Chris Pine, dude. Did you ask for an ID?
My oh
that
no, I
looks
didn't.
Like him. That looks like an ugly Chris Pine.
It does kind of
looks
right.
Like you go, oh, there's Chris Pine's ugly brother.
Right. Yeah. I'm like,
You guys aren't whispering very quietly. I can hear you.
Because it doesn't matter. Because you're not Chris Pine. You're trying
I
to con us
Chris
and get
Pine.
His badge.
Come, guys, don't do this. Don't do this. You're going to get in a lot of trouble if you don't let me in. The Star Trek panel starts in 3 minutes. I have to get over there.
Why are you so late if you're Chris Pine?
I came from a shoot.
Use the transporter and just beam on in there.
Yeah, come on.
I'm not. What? I'm. You understand how film and cinema works, right? I can't. I don't have those powers.
That's a nerd joke. That's what goes on in here. I guess
you
know
you
how Comic Cons work.
Well, guys, I'm guessing you're fans. You both.
I'm a huge fan of Chris Pine.
We
not Chris Pine
Chris
wannabes.
Pine.
If he was here, Pine. Oh my God, I would do anything for him.
Look,
I push people down
face.
To get him.
I have his face tattooed on my chest.
That's me.
I
That's
love
me.
Chris Pine.
That's
that
me.
Is
look.
Not you.
Look. Put your face next to it.
Put it next to my chest.
Look.
What do we think, Paul? Is this Chris Pine?
No fucking way.
Oh,
okay,
busted.
I'm sorry to be rude, but
you have no nipple in the middle of your forehead, dude.
Yeah, dude.
You guys, I'm not here to look. The tattoo is not very good. I'm sorry, but your tattoo.
Whoa!
Is not good.
My cousin gave it to me.
It looks a little wobbly, if I'm being honest. The line work is not
clean. Yeah, we were on a boat when he did it.
Why?
He does tattoos on a boat.
Because it's fun.
Okay, guys,
fun,
I
dude.
Have to get... Excuse
oh,
me.
Oh, God bless you. Chris Pine would never sneeze like that. Yes,
no
Chris
way. Pine. Not in public. TMZ
not
could
public,
be around.
Dude.
Guys, you're going to get in huge trouble if you don't let me in here. Okay?
By who?
What are we going to get fired and not... be able to work at the Comic-Con until next year?
Guys, I'm serious. It's me. What else do you need for me to prove to you it's me? Look
say,
at my hair.
Say
look.
Three huge facts from Star Trek.
Okay.
And we see a crowd gather of nerds when they see like, is that Chris Pine? I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, he'll know three facts.
I don't know three.
Okay, great. I know three huge facts. Yes. Okay. Obviously, The Wrath of Khan is one of the best Star Trek movies.
For sure.
Yep, that's one.
That's one.
But what does it have to do with you?
Me. obviously, I play Captain Picard. Okay, that's another fact.
What the fuck?
Do I not play Captain Picard?
No, you do not.
I knew
it was an imposter. Yeah, and they take out some fucking daggers and just fucking just jab.
You got me. It's just me, Chris Pratt. Yeah, we killed him.
This weekend, at the legendary Ice House in Pasadena, Improv for Humans returns for another live recording. Come celebrate your holiday Halloween weekend with Maddie B, John Gimberling, Lisa Gilroy, and James Adomian returns to the Improv for Humans. Recording at the Ice House. Go to improvforhumans.com for a ticket link. Or go to the website of the legendary Ice House. Come join us for your Halloween celebration. We will be in costume. Will you be in costume? Will we be in character in our costume? Come find out this weekend, October 28th, Saturday, 7:30 p.m. at Pasadena's legendary Ice House.
Your one word suggestion from the Improv for Humans Discord.
Speaking of fans, I'm going to go to our new one word suggestions section on Discord.
Cool.
Fun.
Oh, it's so new. It's just chrome everywhere.
Whoa.
Brand spanking new. Just soak the
polished gold.
Nice.
Bevels and bezels.
Okay, you guys ready for some suggestions? They're coming at you right now.
Yeah, let's do it.
There's two good ones. Stubborn. It's a good word.
Stubborn.
And chunk.
Chunk. Yeah, yeah.
That sounds
okay.
Like a character good. From a horror movie right there.
Totally, yeah. Totally.
I'm Chunk.
Yeah.
Get out of here, Chunk.
Chunk dies eating a chocolate bar for sure.
Very much.
Okay. Chunk.
Chunk. Hey guys, Chunk's twins. Brother is here and
what?
Hey, come in, Chunk.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Chunk.
Hey, sorry to hear about Chunk. We loved him. We were huge fans of his. We were on the same pit crew as it.
Yeah.
Races.
Oh, yeah. We really are going to miss Chunk.
No one could drive an F1 like that motherfucker, you know?
Right. He was good at it. Can I look in your fridge?
Yeah. Come on in.
Yeah,
you want some water to wash that down with?
If you have milk, that would be even better. Uh-huh. Okay. Or if not milk, some ice cream or melted butter, honestly.
Wait, Chunk. No, okay.
You know,
it's
weird. The last thing I said to Chunk is, do you want some water to wash that down with? And
damn.
He said, womp, womp.
Well, that sounds like my brother Chunk.
Hey. Hey. Wait, hold on. Okay. Wait, you're not opening the fridge. You're opening. Oh, no, that's the couch. You're opening the couch.
That's not the fridge.
That's not the fridge.
The fridge is in the kitchen.
Stop eating.
All of your there is some fruit candy. Is so scratchy.
It's not fruit. Oh, God.
Oh, no. That's a fuzz. It's a fur ball. Hey, now you really do need some water. I'm going to get some water in the kitchen.
Okay.
Hey, while he goes to get that, do you want to... I feel like, you know, it's very common for someone going through grief to like have a hard way of expressing or letting out that grief. Is there anything you want to talk about?
Oh, you guys are just so nice. Chunk was right when he said you're the best friends any guy could have.
Here you go, Chunk. Here's a big glass of water for you.
Oh, thank you.
Oh my God.
No! No!
You poured the water on your head and then took a bite out of the side of the glass?
Ouch!
Oh my God. Stop. Listen, I think it's incredibly common.
What?
It's incredibly common for like grieving to take this form. So
yeah,
we just want to say.
Sorry, I didn't mean to judge.
It's okay. I'm scared for your insides. I'm scared for what is happening on the glass that is now going into your digestive tract, but.
No, thank you so much for having me over so I can collect Chunk stuff and we can celebrate my brother's life.
Chunk, can I ask you?
Yeah.
Why haven't we? I've known Chunk for years, and he has your picture around. He would tell stories about you, but what caused the rift? Why do you guys barely ever talk? What happened in the last few years?
Oh,
we go back. Chunk us back his memory to this family barbecue when there's a. All right, we got one rib left. Hey.
Now our mouths are meeting at the center of this rib like Lady and the Tramp, and I want the bone.
You're going down, Chunk. I want the bone.
Chunk and Chunk, stop that. Someone's going to get hurt.
No,
they didn't stop. They wrestled with that last pork rib bone until the sun went down.
And
come on inside. The sun's down. You're going to get bit by skeeters.
Nope.
No. Listen to me, brother.
Yeah, what
this
is
here's
it?
My bone. I'm 1 minute older than you, and that means I get dibs on the bone.
You always are pulling the 1 minute older than me card. If it wasn't for me, if it wasn't for me biting your umbilical cord, I would have gone out first.
Hey,
cut
brother.
Cut back to the present. You bit the umbilical cord?
I bit the umbilical cord.
Wow.
Forced my brother out first.
He never appreciated that.
Yeah.
No.
And that's, look, he's crying and eating his tears.
Oh, my God. Wow.
My tears taste good. You want some?
Chunky tears. Oh, no. His tears.
Dip some bread in it. It'll be good.
No, that's not bread. That's the wall. You're dipping the wall in it. No.
That's drywall. Chunk.
Chunk, listen.
What?
Maybe if we look at some of your brother's old stuff, you'll be inspired to remember
Let's
the good
go
times.
That's a good idea. Yeah, I was wondering.
Yeah.
Look at all of his beautiful stuff.
Look at his jerseys.
I brought something with me.
What is it?
And I was hoping you two would be happy to help. It's a Ouija board.
Whoa.
Okay.
You want to talk to Chunk?
I would love
apologize
to
or
talk
something?
To Chunk.
Or say I love you?
Sure. Yeah, why not? Yeah, okay. That'll make you feel better.
It'll make me feel so much better.
Can I just ask a favor? Can it be yes, no stuff and not where we have to spell out some long
Yeah, yes,
sentence.
No questions. That's smart.
Yeah, that sounds good, but I don't know what Chunk's going to want to do, you know?
I know, but I went to another seance where we spelled out like...
We got to that one.
You know, I got to go. I have a babysitter. I know we're only halfway through the word.
H-E.
Okay, the first word. We got the first word. Okay, we got the. Okay, next word.
The.
The. T. We got back. Okay. Yeah, we'll do yes or no.
It's just yes
or
no.
Let's do yes or no. But if Chunk wants to spell something, we'll. Okay, we all.
Chunk, everyone, let's hold hands. I'll light this candle.
Light it. Let's. We now will open the circle. My dearest brother Chunk, please come and join us tonight. Okay, let's put it all on the planchette. Put your little fingers on. Oh, sorry, mine are okay. Really big.
Can it's you wipe okay. your hands off first?
Oh, yeah, let me wipe them off.
What the fuck?
God, ugh. You just ripped some of the flesh off your own finger. Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, my tongue is dry.
Okay. Okay.
All right, whatever.
Okay, here we go.
Gross.
Chunk, are
really
you
does
with,
feel like it's-
with Are you with us?
Oh,
whoa.
Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Seems
okay.
like a waste of a question.
Okay.
We don't Chunk. Have a limited number of questions.
I Wait, know, but if you just asked a question and he answered, then that you'd know he's with us.
yes, we do have a limited number.
Oh, no, but we can't ask how many. Oh,
don't
no.
ask how many. There can only be three.
Okay. We won't ask how many.
Okay.
What if we should ask Chunk if he forgives you?
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Okay.
Chunk, do you forgive your brother Chunk? Oh, it's going back and forth.
Oh, no, it doesn't know. Chunk, come on, man.
Whoa. No.
No.
What
Chunk,
the fuck?
You fucking piece of shit. How fucking dare you?
Chunk, no, stop. Stop eating his belongings. Stop it.
No, I'm going to eat all of his belongings. Fuck that guy.
No.
I'm so mad at him.
No.
I'm glad he's dead.
Your one-word suggestion from Discord.
Humans, we're going back to, I keep wanting to say Twitter line, the Discord line.
Ooh.
Solid is a word.
Solid.
And burping is another word.
Burping.
Love it. Yo, guys, fellas.
Hey, brother.
Hey.
Whoa.
Hey, could I hate to do this. I know the vacation just started.
Yeah, man, we're started. In the Bahamas.
But could I need a favor.
What?
I need a little bit of help.
What?
You need some lotion?
Yeah.
Sunblock?
Yeah, you're burning up.
No, it's harder than that. It's more weird than that. I need a solid. I accidentally, like, bragged about the size of my penis to Alexis.
What?
So I kind of need you to corroborate my story.
Wait, what? You want us to lie to her?
Yeah, just like kind of incept it. Maybe just to kind of like bring up how, you know, like, wow, that is a big one and I've seen a lot of them, so that's a big one. Because when she sees it,
what's big to you?
That's a great question.
Because I need to know what's big to you, what's big to her.
Right.
You want to know the size of the dimensions of my penis so you know how much of a lie you're telling?
Well, and also how much the lie. I don't really care what you got going. What does she need to hear? What's big in your guys' world?
Right. That's smart.
This is why I think women are wonderful creatures. I don't think she cares about the numbers. She just cares about the confidence, which is why I just need you to sell it with, wow, that's a honker. That is one.
But
juicy.
we're not looking at it at the time. So, okay. But we will. When's this tea party?
Ding dong. Oh. I brought the tea over.
Alexis is here. Hey, babe. Oh,
hi.
Damn.
Wow.
Damn,
wow.
Clyde's here. Hope that's chill.
Hi, Clyde.
Hey.
I'll be right back. I'm going to go to the bathroom. I have to pee.
Okay, I'm going to start setting up the tea party.
Oh, I hope he doesn't take too long. No, it'd be a short pee. Well, the distance to the toilet would be short.
What?
The distance to the toilet is going to be totally short, no matter how long the pee is for that dude.
Oh.
Everybody knows. You know what I mean?
Sure. I don't know. Do you like cucumber sandwiches?
I love cucumbers, which is why I love my man.
our mutual friend.
Oh, I'm back from the bathroom. I mean? Hold on. Let me just take Clyde aside really quick. Clyde, just come here really quick.
Okay, I'm going to just keep setting up.
Clyde!
What's up? I think I can leave now. I did it.
No, you didn't. I heard what you said. That sucked.
What? I said it perfectly.
It was so vague. So unclear.
And I thought of a good way to not make it sexual. I made it like, I never even thought of it before. Like, the longer your dick, the closer it is.
I don't think she got
to
it.
The pee water.
I understood where you were going with it, but I felt
going
like...
with it. I clearly explained it.
Remember earlier,
when I was talking about mono peeing in there?
Yeah.
Do you remember what I said about, I bet it won't take long for the pee to reach the toilet because if you're standing, you know what I mean? Did you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah,
if you're peeing, if I was pouring a glass of water from my belly button, it would take longer than if I was.
That would be too silly.
From God, my knees.
So Clyde, funny. Clyde, can I take you side, Clyde?
You're so funny and have such confidence. Oh, my God.
Damn it. Clyde, wait, come here really quick.
Sorry. Okay.
I'll be right back.
I'm going to keep setting up.
Cups. What's up, man? I definitely did it that time.
No, you didn't. Water glasses. Now you're just flirting with her. She just likes you. She loved your belly button anecdote.
Hey, Clyde, look real quick. Look at me pouring the tea from my belly button.
What the fuck, Clyde?
It's fun.
Clyde.
Wow.
This sucks.
I think I did it. You want me to skedaddle?
Yeah, I know. I know you haven't yet told her and convinced her that I have a big member, man.
I thought I was doing it a subtle way, but okay, we cut to half hour later. They're into... eating some, what do you call these?
They're
delicious.
Are these shortcake biscuits, sweetie?
Yeah, they are. They're shortcake biscuits.
You know what isn't short? His dick.
Yeah.
All right, are we good?
Yeah. Huh? Wow, I didn't say it. He said it, huh? He said
sorry.
It.
Wait. Sorry, I don't know. I just thought
he said it.
Just popped into my head.
What? Clyde knows how big your dick is?
I guess it just gets around the locker room. Am I right? It just must get around the locker
room.
Yeah,
Clyde,
it does.
You don't mind looking at other men's dicks? That's cool.
Wait, what?
I gotta go.
No.
We cut to an hour and a half later. Now they're drinking. Now I can't drive.
Yeah, that's right, Clyde. You can't drive. I can't drive.
I just wonder.
I don't want to play any more truth or dare because this is starting to be uncomfortable for me. If I take off one more,
sweetie, do you want to? Do you maybe want to go to my bedroom?
Stop talking to me. Okay, Clyde.
But wait, I need help with my big, huge penis.
Stop it.
Dude, fuck
okay,
you,
fine.
Clyde.
Okay, fine.
Sorry, dude. Mono, I thought you dropped some chewing gum on your underwear.
I did. You did.
What? God damn it. I'm out of here. What?
I dare you to show me your wiener.
Okay.
And he pulls out his wiener and it's just so small.
For size, look at this oversized tic-tac next to it. Look at this. This tic-tac's huge, but look how big it is next to it.
All right, dude, I love you, and we've been friends for a long time. I can't keep up this lie.
Why would you lie to me like this, Mono?
I don't want to be a big liar in my life.
Shit.
I don't know, and it's just not that big. But you're a good guy. Who cares?
Yeah, Mono, I would never have cared.
You wouldn't
but
have?
Now I know I see your true colors.
Oh, no.
And Clyde,
she
I
never
see
cared.
Your true colors.
Oh, fuck. So now what?
I'm going with Clyde.
God
damn
it.
I'm married and I have a baby, so I gotta get home.
Wait, what?
I was just doing him a favor coming over here saying it's a big dick.
Your one word suggestion from Discord.
Do you guys think of a story when you hear the word hopscotch?
Mm.
Huh?
hopscotch.
Yeah, kind of. Okay. Betsy, what do you think of?
I think of playground. Mm-hmm. You know, we used to play. We used to play. Foursquare was huge. And then soccer was huge, where like our whole fifth grade class would be like, we're playing soccer every single recess, every break we can. And one day this kid, I don't need to say his name because he was mm-hmm. going through some stuff, wasn't playing with us and stole the ball, our soccer ball. And we all were like chasing him around. We're like, come on, give us the ball. And then he ran into our fifth grade classroom and was like kicking over desks and stuff.
Oh my God.
And we're like, uh-oh, what's going on? And I, for some reason, our teacher wasn't there yet. And another friend of mine went to try to like chill him out. This is fifth grade. And the kid bit his arm and took a chunk out of it.
What?
A chunk out of it. And we all screamed.
Now you're telling your chunk story.
A chunk story. We all lost our minds. And then finally, like, a teacher got it. And, like, that friend who got his arm bitten, like, of course, had to go to the hospital. And they're like, we got to give you shots. We don't know what's going on with this kid.
Oh, my God.
And then the kid was gone for a couple weeks, but then came back, I believe. But that, yeah.
Ding dong.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's not get angry. We're just going to have a mature conversation when they open.
Okay, we're not going to get angry. We're going to have a mature conversation. Okay.
Hi. Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
My name is William Farrell. This is my wife, Diane.
I'm Diane Farrell.
Son is Teddy.
Okay.
That your son took a chunk.
Oh.
Yeah, yes,
I am
out of our Teddy's arm.
And we just thought, sorry.
There's a lot of feelings happening right now. And we just thought, instead of acting rash, let's have a conversation adult to adult.
Great. Would you please come in? Please come in.
We'd love to.
Devastated that that's happened. I will say, me and my husband, Derek, we've been having a rough patch. And I think Teddy's been
really. I thought
there
was something like that.
I'm sorry, what?
I thought it would be something like that. Yeah. And I do want to talk about this, but one of the main reasons we're over here, mm-hmm. and I guess we have a 48-hour time period, we do need that chunk back.
Yeah.
Of our son, the chunk of arm.
We need the chunk back. The doctors say we're getting the chunk back is imperative to getting the chunk reattached. Yeah.
In a certain time. So we do need it back from your son. And we do want to hear all the problems in the source.
Oh, and we understand. I don't know if you know this, but your child has been keeping pieces of the children he bullies and bites. He's been keeping them.
He bit off a finger from Sally.
Oh.
Sally Denenmeyer. And she's a lovely girl. Yes.
Oh, right. I heard that. And she can't play the flute anymore.
No.
I heard
well,
about that.
Not a lot of songs she... There's some songs she can play.
Can't do hot cross buns anymore. And she was, her hot cross buns rendition was gorgeous.
I do remember hearing it at an assembly.
But our concern is just our son Teddy's chunk. And please don't bring down a chunk of some other kid from another part of the body.
You will know a difference. You will know a difference.
Oh,
it's a tan right arm.
Yes, it is tan. But I will say our son does have a distinctive smell. I'll say, it's a lovely, pleasant odor.
Honey, we talked about this on the way over. The smell could have changed.
The smell could
have changed. It's been in this boy's mouth. Who knows what he's been to where he's
I know my boy's
has changed.
I know my boy. I can still detect it.
Let me go talk to Teddy.
Okay.
Okay. And let me try to get that chunk of your kid's skin from Teddy. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you try very hard. I'm being patient here, but
we're so patient.
We're going to get the chunk of Teddy tonight.
I will say you can also take a chunk out of somewhere else and put it in that arm.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
We want I'm our
just
son.
Saying, I'm just saying.
You're a reasonable adult. Okay.
We want the tan to match
I am.
The
Tell
spot.
Tell Derek that.
And just
Tell
so you
Derek,
know.
Tell Derek, my husband,
and
that.
And just so you know. I'm not coming at you aggressively. I'm going to give you a compliment on your credenza. It is immaculate.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to go tell Teddy. And also, I don't know. Yeah, go ahead.
No, it's look. Our son is Teddy.
Oh, my God. Mine is Freddy. I'm going to go tell Freddy. I'm sorry. I'm so confused. Sorry. Let me go get Freddy.
It's okay.
Freddy.
There's a lot of emotion.
Are you making a version of our son? And oh that is the rumor God. Going around.
No,
that
I would
your
never.
Son's taking chunks out of other kids and making his own friends.
Look, I'm honey, crazy. Look. There's you a Tesla coil behind her. Look.
Stop it. You stop it. You stop it. You
that have is a laboratory. Goddamn Tesla coil.
You sound crazy.
You have a laboratory.
I'm going to put this big wooden piece on the door behind you to lock you in.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We're barricaded in, honey.
I think I could lift that. Okay. You better go get that chunk of our son right now or I'm will. Breaking your fucking Tesla coil.
Oh. Don't you touch that. Okay, I will go get the chunk from my son. I okay. promise you I'm not trying to make a Teddy.
Okay.
We cut to 2 minutes later up the long windy stairs to her son's room, which of course is locked.
Teddy!
She hears loud rock and roll music and the type that uses like minor chords, not like easy major chord listening.
Freddy!
Nah.
Okay. It's me, your mom. Will you let me in?
Sure. She cracks the door open a little bit and she can see through the crack. His friend built three quarters built behind him that he has hooked up to a car battery.
Ready?
My masterpiece is almost ready.
I know, baby, and this looks good. We're gonna need that. I know. Yes, my little mad scientist. I know. Come here. So we're gonna need that chunk of skin that you collected today. Don't worry, we'll get you another. I'll go back to gravesite.
No, the chunk is perfect. I have the hair of Laura Mills, the finger of Susie Kettenhanger, the body of Tommy Dumpleman, the feet of Blake Bunky.
The seat. I think that's so cute that you call it like you call the butt the seat.
Yeah, it's the seat.
honey, look, I know you're so excited.
All right, have you got that chunk or what?
Oh, I'm working on it. Okay, I know. One of the biggest pieces you need is a chunk in an arm. To fill out another chunk. But we gotta get that back or else these bears are gonna be so mad at me. Okay.
It is such a nice chunk.
I know it's a great chunk. But hey, I'll take you to the water park on Saturday and we could get you an even better chunk.
And while they're talking, the three quarters built friend has kind of wandered out the open window.
Please just give me that chunk back. Okay?
Fine.
Oh no!
Oh no!
Falls down the gutter, out into the yard.
Oh, my monster!
What was that? Have you got our chunk yet?
We're working on it. Don't worry.
Wait a second. Oh, shit. Okay.
They look out the window and they see the three-quarters friend running down the street off into the night.
Oh, wow.
We are up.
You were right
Shit's
about
Creek.
Getting the legs of a track star. I He's running so fast.
Look at that seat go. Look at it.
Honestly... Your three-quarters monster friend has a fucking tight ass.
Lazy, we don't have time to... listen, what about... Look, I was eating Twinkies earlier.
You were eating what?
Maybe we can give them a chunk of this Twinkie and tell them it's the chunk of their son.
Oh.
So they do give them the chunk of the Twinkie. Honey, I told you it'd look different.
Here
Let's
you
just...
Go.
It does seem a lot different. I don't remember anything that's yellow. Yeah.
I don't either. It does not smell like my son.
I mean, no. You know,
what's
air
this cream filling.
Air is weird. It can change.
Your explanation is air is weird.
I'm sorry, what?
Your explanation is air is weird.
Well, you know, sometimes
it is weird. I give it a chance.
I don't know that it is. I don't know that air is weird.
Blood hits it. It's weird.
Honey, air is weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Air is weird. That's your son's chunk of an arm. Okay.
Yes,
that smells so delicious.
Ah. I didn't expect it to smell this sweet, but yes, it does. It is about the same size. I'm sure it is. Anyway,
right.
Please have your son not bite any more chunks out of our son.
Please, moving forward.
Promise,
please.
I promise. Thank you so much. We have. Let me lift this. Okay, you can get.
It was nice to meet you. Otherwise,
so nice to meet you too. Thank you again.
Please let me know where you bought that credenza. It is stunning.
I will. You know where? Target.
No, shut up. You're lying. It's
a Target, I swear.
Oh, my God.
They have good furniture.
And we cut to the next day in class, and Teddy has a Twinkie in his arm, and he's kind of fussing with it because it doesn't feel right to him. And we see Freddie is also there and looking around nervously. The teacher starts the class.
Children, okay, welcome back, Teddy. Teddy's got his chunk back.
Teacher, will you introduce the new student?
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck is that?
This is Freddie's exchange student from... I'm sorry, where are you from?
Romania.
Those are my legs.
What?
Robert, our track star.
That's my former track star.
Those are my legs.
And then that's my seat over there.
And that's my hair.
That's my finger.
And that's my finger.
And that's my middle.
And that's my thumb.
I can explain.
Whoa.
It speaks with half a mouth.
Okay. Go ahead and explain.
Let's see. When the good reason. I guess
you saved the brain for last.
See ya.
Whoa, he just hopped out the window.
Running away.
We cut to the prom, and it's time for the big dance with the homecoming king and queen and everyone. It's a very beautiful moment. And all of a sudden, into the spotlight steps that creature.
What the fuck is that weird thing that showed up in class that one day?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What, you got an explanation yet?
Yes, I have an explanation.
Oh, no.
You should have dressed better. You've had time.
The reason I did what I did is...
You're weird. That's why.
I'm really insecure about my penis size.
You're insecure about your penis size?
Yes.
Okay, whose penis did he get it from?
Whose penis is that?
This loser.
I think it's Mono.
Mono's penis.
This loser named Mono.
No, that looks big. That looks big to me, right, Salsa Deem? That looks like a big dick that everyone likes, right?
No.
All 40 members of the Salsa Team gather around the creature to examine and vote on.
I think we should have him on our team.
Human, to unlock the bonus scene, you must subscribe to the ad-free version of the show, exclusively available at improvforhumans.com.
We've had a great time today. What are you guys' social media handles that they can find out about these projects?
I'm at Betsy Sodaro.
I'm at Mono Agapian.
Whoa!
Find us and find the podcast on Earwolf Presents. Anywhere you get podcasts, Spotify.
It's free.
It's so free, and it's so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, go.
Humans, talking about other stuff that comes out in October, you are probably excited about October 28th at the Ice House. Improv for Humans returns. Check it out. Get tickets for that now at the Ice House. MattBester.com has a link. And hopefully soon, if not now, Improv for Humans has the live tour section of the website. You got to get on the website and access everything, Brett. $4 a month, $40 a year. You get the Professor Bester feed,
ooh,
the best taste in the universe feed, where I'm
where I'm suggesting music, Betsy, like Sincere Engineer, like I did to you before the show.
Nice. Cool.
But more important is probably the Professor Besser feed, where we're breaking down former scenes from the archives. Mm-hmm. Where I have a podcast called Greatest Comedy of All Time, where I have a guest on, and we present a list to each other, and we choose something from each other's list to present to make the greatest comedy of all time. I had Steve Agee on, and he picked Norman Feld's Breaking the Fourth Wall on Three is Company, which was a really great specific thing.
Whoa, that's awesome.
That's great.
Anyway, we have shows like that. We're going to have a video component to the website. Stuff Besser's Attic from my VHS tapes. It's going to be great. Go there now and keep being human.
Improv for Humans is produced by Matt Besser and Brett Morris. Music by Dragoon. Please rate and review wherever you get your podcasts. For ad-free archives, bonus scenes from the new episodes, exclusive Discord access, new deep dive podcasts into the craft of improv, plus music and sci-fi bonus shows and premium limited series. Go to improvforhumans.com and sign up for the Rule of Four plan, only $4 a month, or $40 a year. By subscribing, you are giving us the ability to pay our brilliant guests, and giving us all a platform for more interaction, and lots more comedy.